Graduating from high school is an accomplishment for everyone who receives a diploma, but some students face bigger hurdles making it to that milestone. You're listening to KNKX, and Native American youth and kids in foster care have some of the lowest graduation rates in Washington. But one young woman from the Muckleshoot Indian tribe not only beat the odds, she graduated at the top of her class. 88.5 youth and education reporter Ashley Gross has her story.
Sharon Curley is sitting on a bench near a skate park on the Muckleshoot powwow grounds. Curley's showing pictures of her foster daughter, Erica Ann Ramirez, at her graduation.
So there's Erica and all her siblings. One of them's missing.
There's always one missing.
Erica says quietly, there's always one missing. She has lots of siblings, but growing up, she hasn't always been with them. Erica's been in foster care since she was 2. She says when she was about 8, she started to understand that the adults taking care of her were not her biological parents.
At a young age, I was like constantly thinking about like who my real parents are, like do they even want me? Do they know who I am? Do they even want to get to know who I am? Are they still alive? And so like those things were like constantly running through my mind, and every day I would like say a prayer and like hoping and praying my mom would get clean so she can get to know me and I can get to know her.
Erica prefers not to talk much about her birth parents beyond that. Somehow she allowed herself to feel that pain, but not let it drag her down. Instead, she set her sights high. She wanted to get straight A's and graduate at the top of her class. But at Muckleshoot Tribal School, where she graduated from, every student has to give a speech. And when she heard that years ago, the prospect was scary.
If you have to give a speech, I'm not going to walk. I'm not going to walk with my friends. This is like not going to happen for me.
But she pushed through. She took public speaking classes. She participated in a National Indian Health Board conference and made a video telling her own story. In it, she advocated for more treatment centers for pregnant women who are at risk for addiction.
I was removed from my biological mother's care due to drug and alcohol abuse, as well as being left alone multiple times, whether it be a trailer or a van. We had to fend for ourselves.
She even traveled to Washington, D.C. and spoke to the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. Erica has pushed herself. She's also gotten help along the way. She gets mentoring and encouragement from Kateri Joe, an education specialist with the nonprofit group Treehouse. Treehouse gives support to kids in foster care. Joe is Native American as well and says one key to Erica's success is going to a tribal school where her culture is valued and celebrated. And Joe says Erica has been in one stable home for many years, while other foster kids she works with have gotten bounced around a lot.
They say like around every single new placement, you lose about 4 to 6 months of progress educationally. And so I've had kids just since starting in October that have been placed 4 times and I've had other kids, they've had 4 social workers.
Erica calls her foster mother, Sharon Curley, grandma. Curley takes care of 4 other teens as well, including Erica's younger brother, and tells them constantly how important school is. She gets a big smile when she talks about Erica.
You can't be prouder to stand there and watch her graduate and be valedictorian. It's like, oh my God, look, Erica. She's up there giving a speech to all of us.
And Erica, who wants to go into the fashion industry, designed her own graduation cap. It has her name and 2018 woven in, and it's trimmed with fur.
So you definitely put your fashion skills to use, huh?
Heck yeah. I had to be popping. I'm graduating. I gotta look nice.
Her path has definitely not been easy or straightforward. But when she's gone through low points, she reminds herself that she's setting an example for her younger siblings. She had them try on her graduation cap.
I kept telling them, you got to get good grades, you have to do this, because when you graduate, you're going to be valedictorian, okay?
She says she doesn't think they even know what a valedictorian is. But Erica's encouraging them the way others have encouraged her. And she's heading to Central Washington University in the fall. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.